So on the show this afternoon, I've got the one and only, the amazing dancer, actor, choreographer, writer, director, a family woman as well. It is the one and only Farah Khan. Welcome to The Long Drive.
Oh my God. Thank you, Cash. What an introduction. Yeah, actor, I wouldn't know. I just tried it once and that was it for me. But yeah, family woman is more me now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's I suppose... For you, it's been an amazing journey. I was reading your bio and speaking to my listeners or checking out their questions for this interview. It's very interesting. You're going to find this very interesting, Farah. But first of all, welcome to Sabras Radio, because Sabras Radio is celebrating 28 years in September of broadcast in the UK. So we're really happy to have you on board for a few moments.
I'm happy to see you too.
So Farah, tell us, you know, when I have a lot of friends who are dancers and they love this and they'll be at your workshop, which we'll talk about a bit later. But what gives you the energy every day, either you're directing or you're choreographing, you know, being a family woman as well? Where does the buzz, the energy come from? I mean, there must be a secret or something that I would love to know as well. What makes you click every day?
Oh my God. Okay. First of all, Cash, let me tell you, it's not every day. Someday you just want to lie in bed and binge watch a show and not do anything. But I think the fact that, for all of us who get up in the morning and we are like, I think it's the fact that we are doing something we really love.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going for a boring job. You're going to work somewhere where you hate your boss or it's like my kids wake up in the morning and they're like, we have got to go to school, you know. So I think it's something that I look forward to being on set, especially if I'm shooting. I really like those days. I like being there. I like interacting with people. I like bossing people over, you know. So I think it's just that. I think if you find something that you love doing and you will never work, they say there's a saying, find something you love doing and you will never work a single day in your life.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. It's when you're in the media game and even like radio, something I enjoy and you put that extra love into it, just to make it pleasurable for your viewers or even your listeners. I suppose working with some of your favorite artists as well, like Mr. Shah Rukh Khan and, you know, who's an amazing legend. Can I just ask you, this was a question posed to me not too long ago. You know, your kind of like relationship, friendship with Shah Rukh Khan, who's a legend in himself, had an amazing career. I mean, what's the difference between DDLJ to Mehuna or Om Shanti Om to Happy New Year as a friend, actor, even a dancer? You know, how do you find, you know, with working with individuals like Shah Rukh Khan?
You know, with Shah Rukh, the thing is, in fact, I just did some songs of Jawan. Not the one that's out, but the other one which will come out next. I find him exactly the same. In fact, I was telling him that it's been 30, what we've been around for like 30, 32 years now. He wanted to rehearse this time. I said, are you mad? In 30 years, you've never rehearsed for a song. And he's like, you know, no, I've realized I should rehearse so that I don't waste time on set. I know at a time when people take their stardom for granted and everyone wants to not do as much as they did when they all started, he wants to do much more. He's far more enthusiastic, far more hardworking than he was maybe even in when I first choreographed him in Kabhi Haan Kabhi Na. You know, so I think that's his special gift. And the other thing is that when he comes on set and he just makes everybody feel good.
Good.
Excellent. You know, that's a quality that I'm trying to still learn from him, because it's like the sun has come out when he comes on set.
Yeah,
you know, everybody is happy and everybody is smiling, and he, from the spot boy to the director to the cameraman to everybody, he just makes them feel like they're special. And you know, he's so kind to everybody on set.
Fabulous. You know, your first movie or film as a director, Mehuna, is that correct?
Of course.
You know,
yes.
How do you zero into a particular script? In fact, how do you manage to get kind of like a mammoth star cast together? I mean, I really want to know this, and I think my listeners will be really interested in this. That how do you, starting off as a you know, like a choreographer, but get into this kind of managing a script, which is a total different ball game? Just a few moments on that.
Yeah. See, it took me a couple of years to get the movie going. I mean, it wasn't like everyone thinks. It wasn't as easy as I'm going to make a movie and then, you know, so I had to write a script and I actually really, really wanted Shah Rukh to be in my first film. I didn't know he was going to produce it, but I was very clear that I want to make a movie with him, but I also wanted to make a very young movie, you know, like a college movie and like youthful. And so I actually did it backwards. I was like, he's like now can't be going, he can't be a college student, you know, it'll be like those 70s movies where you have the 30-year-old heroes with a tennis racket coming from college. Mama, my first aya. So I actually wrote it backwards. I was like, what if a 30-year-old Shah Rukh would have to go to college and why would he have to do that? And that's how the germ of the idea came over, that he's an undercover, you know, he's on an undercover mission and he's pretending to be a college student. And then, of course, the fish out of water, all the comedy scenes. Came about that, and well, the bonus was that he liked it so much, he said, I'm going to produce it. And let me tell you, Shah Rukh, the actor is fabulous, but Shah Rukh, the producer, there is no one better than that.
Yeah, wow.
You know, because if you ask for a crane to put your camera on, he'll get you a helicopter. He's like, no, don't put it on a crane, I'll get you a chopper, let's do a... So he just gives you like carte blanche, and it's like you're not spending enough money, like, you know, you spend bigger. So I'm like the first producer who's telling you to spend more money. And
well, so, he's not short of a few pennies, so I think he can do that.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people who are not short of any pennies, and they would still like to skint and save and not want to spend. Why are you putting so many lights? Why are you having so many dancers? He's just the opposite. I'm the one controlling the budget on these movies.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. You know, so you've done a lot of, your journey has been absolutely amazing. Just a couple of questions I've got here, which I think you'll find interesting. You know, in your personal opinion, which one of your songs is your best so far and felt, you know, I pose this to a lot of artists that I interview, like maybe they didn't get the recognition that maybe you thought, hold on, this song should get a recognition, but it didn't. Would you say you've had to go through that kind of bittersweet
experience? Well, of course, you know, there are always few songs very close to your heart that you feel should have done better. Maybe there was a movie called Jaane Man with Salman, Akshay and Preeti. My husband directed that and it had the most wonderful music. And I thought it completely went under the radar when it released. It was very underrated. And I did some very fabulous songs for it, very Broadway style and storytelling. But I think the movie at that time didn't perform as well. It's now become like a cult movie where now people recognize the music and love. But I think the one song that unanimously I would say stands out, and I did get recognition for it, I still do a lot of international work because of that, is Chaiya Chaiya. You know, so yes. I mean, that was really a one of a kind song. Still haven't, not only me, no one has topped that as yet. So I think that even now, that's like my calling card. You know, Chaya Chaya and Om Shanti Om are my calling card for international work. You know, everyone has seen those. Huh.
Absolutely fabulous. You know, sometimes you might see a hero song or do you ever feel, oh, I wish I had that one, or you know, I could have done this better? Do you ever get that kind of like urge or hunger for a particular
So many times I see songs and I was like, sometimes I just see it and it's like damn good and I'm like, oh my god, this is fab and I wish I'd done that. And sometimes the song is so good and it's so badly done and I'm like, oh my god, I wish I'd done that, I would have done a better job than this. You know, so many, I mean, I see so many Govinda songs and I wish I could do those, because, you know, his choreographer Ganesh does a fabulous job with him, and those are some of my most favorite songs. But I, you know, I wish I could choreograph like that, or I wish I could make him dance like that.
Yeah, Govinda sir is just, he has his own persona, you could say, and it's within him, and he just comes out.
Yeah, because
beauty.
His joy, I mean, his dance just makes you feel happy, you know.
Absolutely, glows. So, you know, you've done not just the Bollywood, but you've done theatre, and I had a few thoughts here in relation to, you know, experience with working with Western projects like Bombay Dreams, with Kylie, Shakira. You know, how were they different from what you kind of like do maybe, let's say, in Mumbai or India? What kind of like would you say you learned when you kind of like crossed the borders on that?
Sure. Yeah, actually, I learned a lot from working on the West End, you know, for Andrew Lloyd Webber's Bombay Dreams. I still have wonderful friends from that show living in London. First of all, in Bombay, it's we work very, very, I would say, a little more chaotically than in America. I'm doing a American project now, and they are like super organized, and like everything is, you know, sometimes it tries your patience also. But the level of organization and the level of, even if you want to change a step, everything has to go through protocol, and you know, it can get very, because I'm an impatient type, and we do things like on the fly, like we say in Bombay Jugaad, you know, everything is, arre jaldi ye kar do, wo kar do. We are used to quick changes. But I think it got about a level of patience and just detail in me that wasn't there earlier. And of course, the Bombay Dreams also completely inspired Om Shanti Om. So for that, I'm very grateful. You know, the Om Shanti Om came out of Bombay Dreams for me, you know. And also the whole idea of, because I hadn't made Mehuna as yet, the whole idea of my end credit songs, which has now become a like a brand kind of thing associated with me. That came from Bombay Dreams. There's a curtain call at the end of every play where the cast comes and takes a bow. And literally, I started it in Mehuna. I was like, I have to have everyone come out for a curtain call. And that really clicked. And so for those reasons, I mean, I've learned a lot from working with these guys. They are very, very work-oriented.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. So let's talk about your visit to London, in particular Leicester. And if you've not been to Leicester before, maybe you have, but it is the second Mumbai. I say that to every artist I interview on the show. And
awesome.
I think we pleasantly welcome you to Leicester, home away from home, you could say. You're coming for this dance workshop. Let's talk about a little bit about that for my listeners this afternoon on the long drive.
So, Cash, about 2 years ago, I got calls from like Boston and New York and all, and they were wanting to know, there was a whole community of people who are mad about Bollywood songs and dances, as of course I'm sure there are in London, it must be even more. And I decided to go try out, and I went for these workshops, what we call, it's a Bollywood dance class and a masterclass where I speak about my work and, you know, with Q&As and all. And we thought like we'll do a small thing with about 40, 50 people. And there were literally, I think we had 250 people turn up for that one class. So from the small studio, we had to book a banquet hall in the hotel I was staying to accommodate everybody. And it just went berserk and it was great fun. So what I do is we take a song of mine and then I break it down. And actually, it's like a dance, Bollywood dance class, but like taught by me. And for the full Farah Khan experience, I also yell at you and kind of keep your ass a little bit. Which they seem to enjoy a lot. I think they love that part of it. And after that, there's about a half an hour, 40 minutes of Q&A where I sit and they can ask me whatever they want. Then I take pictures with everybody. And it's great fun. I had fun and I think everyone else. And from that time, every year, annually, I've been doing it in America.
Good.
And This is the first time that I'm going to be doing it in UK, and I haven't been to Leicester before, especially not for something like this. So I'm really looking forward to meeting all the, you know, just the Bollywood fans and people who just want to. I'm not promising you that you're going to dance like Katrina after this class, but I can promise you, you'll have a great time. You'll learn some Bollywood moves. And if you're lucky, I may just shout at you a little bit.
Yeah. Should people fear you? Because I was talking.
No, I do it in a very. I'm more. It's more funny, and the British, I think, will really appreciate it and get it, because it's very dry, sarcastic way of pulling you up. And
I mean, do they need to be have a, some kind of experience when they come to your class?
Not at all. Because it's not an audition. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not auditioning you for, you don't have to be a dancer when you come for the workshop. I would suggest wear proper shoes. I mean, don't come in heels and jeans, wear comfortable clothes. And it's a lot like a workout almost, because Bollywood dancing is very hectic. And at the end of it, you will have to perform in groups of fours or fives or sixes or, you know, yeah. So there will be a bit of pressure on you to know what to do. But let me tell you, it's great fun. It will be 2 hours of, you will really have, it'll be worth your while.
Well, there you go. That's Farah Khan here on Subbers Radio on the long drive. And make it a date. Buy your tickets from the usual agents. Thanks very much, Farah Khan.
Bye, Cash. See you all soon, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.